Dedicate that to everyone in the London Lyceum and also to anyone on board the radio ship. Also the best from AJ. Een beetje Nederlands, want dat waren even dienstmededelingen eigenlijk. Groetjes aan voor de mensen aan boord en voor diegenen die op dit ogenblik de Caroline Revival Party bijwonen in het Lyceum in Londen. Die is een kleine 2 minuten geleden officieel begonnen met de Caroline Tune. Via BRT2, want ze zitten daar op dit ogenblik in Londen dus te luisteren. We hebben ook nog een radiotelefoonverbinding met Andy Archer op het zendschip van Caroline.
Andy, you're on board the new Radio Caroline ship. There have been a lot of rumors in Britain about it. Over here in Belgium we didn't hear that much. What's been happening the past few days?
Well, Peter, we arrived last week in our position, which is about 30 kilometers from the Essex coast. We're in the, on board the Ross Revenge, and for the last week we've been just sitting here finalizing, adding final touches to various parts of equipment. We hope to be on the air later tonight. We've had no major hassles or hang-ups or problems of any description, and everything looks all set for tonight.
I heard that there were some problems with the antenna and all that sort of thing. Is there anything to be done about that yet?
Well, there's no problems with the antenna. That was probably just speculation or gossip which has reached the shore. Everything's fine with the antenna. The engineer is happy with the signal that the transmitter is putting out. And as I said, the studios are ready. So we really see no further, we've had no further problems, to be absolutely honest, apart from the problems one tends to get when a radio station's in its embryonic stage.
Is it true that you're opening officially next Saturday at 12 noon British Summer Time?
Yes, that's correct. We should test transmit for about a day or so, just playing continuous music, maybe sides of albums like live albums and also Pink Floyd albums and things like that, Mike Oldfield, Jean-Michel Jarre. And we'll be coming on the air at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
What frequency will you be on?
We're on 319 meters. 319 meters.
Can you tell me something about the ship, the Ross Revenge?
Well, strangely enough, this ship is 20 years old today. It was exactly 20 years ago today that the ship went down the slipway for the first time. It's a deep sea trawler. It was owned by the last owners were the Ross Fisheries, who are quite a famous food company in England, which sell frozen fish and the like. It's a very big ship. As you know, you've probably seen pictures of the mast, which is just about 300 feet. Quite a big ship. It rides the seas very well, and we're very optimistic that it will be here for a long time to come.
As far as the DJs and other people involved with Caroline are concerned, are these well-known names in the offshore radio world?
No, I wouldn't say they're well-known names. Tom Anderson, people would have probably heard of before if they were listening to Caroline. He was on the Caroline, the one that sank. He was very well-known. and had a very, very good following, so obviously he'll be known to quite a few people. The rest of the people are from, one of them from Ireland, and the others are newcomers, but like Caroline in the 60s and 70s, it's always good to be able to take on a couple of promising newcomers if you see talent in them.
Back to the technical side of Caroline, what about the transmitter? What's the power of the transmitter?
The power of the main transmitter is 50 kilowatts.
Oh, that implies that there are other transmitters on board as well.
Yes, that's correct, Peter. We do have standby transmitters.
Could you tell me something more about these?
Yeah, there are two 10 kilowatt transmitters which will be used in the eventuality of the main transmitter breaking down.
Do you intend in time, for instance, to produce two separate Radio Caroline programs on two different frequencies?
There are no plans of that at the moment, and I've never heard it discussed at any meetings I've been to, so I wouldn't think there are any plans afoot for separation of programs and whatever. We just really anticipate running the one Radio Caroline.
Okay, talking about programs, what kind of format will Radio Caroline be?
Well, the type of format we'll be running will be different from the 60s and different from the 70s. I mean, as you move into a new decade or whatever, you have to change. As the 70s was different from the 60s, then the 80s will be different from the 70s. I think you can say the 80s will be a little slicker than it was in the 70s, without being so commercial as it was in the 60s. We plan to play fairly adult-orientated music mixed with some of the newer bands and singers, and we're planning to have all the music played in segues, that is, in groups of 15 minutes, 20 minutes of music. Then the presenter comes on and says, Caroline 319 with so-and-so and so-and-so, you know, back announce the records you've played, say whatever you've got to say, and then into another section of music. We'll be running news, sort of alternative news really, not sort of the heavy news you get on the state-run stations. We'll be looking at the lighter side of news at 8 and 9 in the morning, and also on the half hour, and at 5 and 6, and half past 5 and half past 6 in the afternoon. If I can give you some examples of the people we'll be playing, would be stuff like maybe Foreigner, Daryl Hall and John Oates, Roxy Music, the Rolling Stones, Kate Bush, Joan Armatrading, David Bowie would be featured quite a lot. Mostly album tracks from these people, not the singles you would hear on a lot of the radio stations. For example, we wouldn't play China Girl by David Bowie. We'd much rather play another track off the new album. But mostly superstars, and also hoping to make a few bands better known, existing bands better known.
So Radio Caroline certainly won't be a pure rock station, will it?
Well, it'll be the adult-orientated rock, the type of rock that appeals to the 20 to 40-year-old age.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us, Andy. I wish you and all the other people on board the Ross Revenge the best of luck for the future, and, well, we'll be tuning in next Saturday.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter, and our best wishes to all our friends and listeners to Radio Caroline in Belgium. Thank you for talking to us. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Een beetje vertaling voor degenen die soms wat moeite hebben met de Engelse taal. Het schip ligt voor de kust van Essex sinds begin vorige week. Volgens een diaartje zijn de geruchten over technische problemen uit de lucht gegrepen. En Caroline moet dan ook vanaf zaterdagmiddag 1 uur Belgische tijd te horen zijn op 319 meter. De hoofdzender heeft een kracht van 50 kilowatt en met een mast van ongeveer 100 meter levert dat voldoende zendkracht om overdag een ruim gedeelte van de binnenlux te coveren. Naast die hoofdzender zijn er nog twee reservezenders van elk 10 kilowatt en blijkbaar wordt er momenteel niet aangedacht om met die reservemogelijkheid een tweede station op te zetten van op hetzelfde schip. Iets wat ten tijde van het vroegere zendschip wel is gebeurd. Programmatorisch wordt gewerkt met muziekblokken van 15 à 20 minuten met korte nieuwsspots tijdens de spitsuren. Qua publiek wil Caroline zich oriënteren op de leeftijdsgroep van 20 tot 40.
From the North Sea, this is the new Radio Caroline.